The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast number 72. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel the world with your Irish and Celtic Music Podcast host, Mark Gunn. During the day, see the sights, and at night, sing with me. The Celtic Invasion of Scotland is now official with dates and a wee itinerary for our trip, May 12th through 19th, 2010. Find out more at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and my name is Mark Gunn, and that was the Skelligs with O'Neill's March. It's from a demo that they have on MySpace.com, the Skelligs Band. You can find them there. I got to see the Skelligs when I was in Ireland, two weeks ago? Woo! It was cool. There's a lot of cool stuff in Ireland, I gotta say. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but first, I want to start off by reminding you to cast your vote for your favorite song in this week's show. Go to CelticMusicPodcast.com and vote for your favorite song that you hear in this show, and I'll put it in the next one. I also want to thank all the new and current members of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Your donations and support, as always, are very appreciated. Greatly, greatly. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to become a member, it's just $20 a year. You get free access to Songhinge, my exclusive archive of Celtic music downloads. Visit songhinge.com for details. And, okay, very, very important. I talked about this last year, and it is once again time for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Nominations are now open. So I need you to do me a huge favor and go to podcastawards.com and nominate the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast for Best Pod Safe Music. I do my best to provide you with the best independent Celtic music out there. And while I love all your emails, so keep sending them, I would really love to have a nice little award type thing, recognition for all the work I put into the show. Call me vain. It's true. Whatever. You know, but please go vote for me there. Podcastawards.com. And while you're there, you can check out the Irish Fireside for best travel. There's also, and I'm a brown coat, so the Signal podcast for movies and films, and thefump.com for best comedy podcast. Lots of stuff, great podcasts. There's more listed on the website. Check out my links, and there's some more podcasts that you might want to consider. There's a lot of great ones. The Cleveland Celtic podcast. Wouldn't it be great to fill up the best PodSafe music with Celtic podcasts? That would just be really cool. I don't know if that's how that possible, but you know, it'd be anyways. Check it out. CelticPodcast.com. Vote for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast as best PodSafe music. Let's get on some music. Here's Beer Belly with Dick Gossip's Reel and the Fox Hunter's Reel. It's from their CD, Patty's Boots. Find them at myspace.com band Beer Belly, and you can find that CD on CD Baby.
Carrick is skimming over the waves, the cliffs far behind me now. That seagull, my only companion for days, lighted upon my prow. I don't know how long this voyage will last, I'm not sure what course may be found. I've a map, but no rudder, a sail, but no mast. Still I know the place where I'm bound. Somewhere the Bowron beats for me, somewhere the old pipes play, somewhere my true love waits for me on the shore of Killarga Bay. The current is driving me into the night. The storm clouds are gathering ahead. The stars that have always lent comfort and light are shrouded in grayness instead. I'm tempted to think this whole odyssey lost and swear that there's no hope at all. The gale roars around me, the poor boat is tossed, but I hear a voice quietly call. Somewhere the Bowron beats for thee, somewhere the old pipes play, somewhere my true love waits for me on the shore of Killarga Bay. How will I find my way home, home, home? The land will embrace me, the water goes still, the sand stroke my weary hull. My footprints will stumble, with foam they will fill, as I follow my friend the gull. The surf beat is steady, the air it is sweet, her smile is the image of grace. Forgotten already all trace of defeat as I stand at last in that place. There where the Bowron beats for me, there where the old pipes play, there where my true love waits for me on the shore of Killarga Bay.
Byrne, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Thank you.
bloody, bloody hell. No bloody hell. No bloody hell.
And that was Bloody Hell by Circled by Hounds. It's from their brand new CD, How No Demon Louder. Find them at myspace.com/CircledByHounds. Before that was My Darling Asleep, Morrison's Jig, and Drowsy Maggie from Leprechaun Water. From their EP, Traditional Irish Jigs and Reels. Find them at myspace.com/leprechaunwater. And before that was Calarga Bay by Adam Alexander and Joe Travers from their CD, The Perfect Pint. Find them at joetravers.net. Of course, in addition to the podcast awards, I will remind you to share your love of the podcast with your friends. Email one person right now, or a dozen. I won't judge. And tell them about the show. Or hey, why not tell your local Celtic festival about how cool this show is. I'd love to hear from lots of Celtic festivals around the world, but I need your help to do so. So drop them an email. Most of my touring for the year is over. I'm ready for a break, too. I have a few shows on the road, starting with Mile High Con in Denver this month. And that's followed by Anne Rice's Vampire Lestat Fan Club's Blood and Gold Ball. That's gonna be so much fun. I get to highlight my new CD, Happy Songs of Death, and for a bunch of vampire fans. Anne Rice, man, what a great writer, too. November, I'm performing as usual at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, and in addition to two shows, I'm going to be performing again at the wine tasting. So come check that out. After that, I pretty much will be down for the holidays and to ready and promoting my new CD, my next CD, I should say, which is already recorded. It's called The Bridge, and I hope to have some tracks for you soon. But right now, go pick up a copy of Happy Songs of Death because it needs your love. You can now get it on CD Baby too. So 1-800 buy my CD. The second Celtic Invasion Vacation was a tremendous success. We spent a week in Dingle, Ireland, soaking in the land, enjoying the pubs and lots of great music, and seeing the Blasket Islands and the celebrity dolphin Fungi, and meeting a bunch of great people. It was a lot of fun. I also got a cool interview with Maz O'Flaherty, who's a local musician who runs the Dingle Record Shop. It was like really cool. It's a tiny little shop, 8x8 or so. I don't know, really small. It's a record store. And Maz is just like this amazing character. She's just got so much character. I'll have more about her in the next show when I post an interview I did with her. In the meantime, she just released a new CD to highlight the Dingle Record Shop. And as a proud card-carrying member of the Borrowed Angels Friendship Society, I'm going to play a track from that CD. Now, you can only purchase this album direct from her website. Go to dinglerecordshop.com, and I strongly urge you to do just that because, one, it's a great CD. The songs were all written by Maz O'Flaherty, and it's a beautiful glimpse into Irish folk music. So check it out, dinglerecordshop.com. We're going to play a song that she wrote called Ish Ish, and it's the group that she named the CD is The Borrowed Angels. And again, songs by Maz O'Flaherty. Got to jam with her too at the O'Flaherty's pub there. It was so much fun. I think there's a little preview you can see a little bit on YouTube. We recorded some video of that. So dinglerecordshop.com. Go pick up your copy. I'll have more from this CD coming in the next show. Here's The Borrowed Angels.
Ish, ish, the cunis, the hound. Ish, ish, the tarin, the down. Ish, ish, the cunis, the hound. Ish, ish, the tarin, the down. Ish, ish, the cunis, the hound. Ish, ish, the tarin, the down. Ish, ish, the cunis, the hound. Ish, ish, the tarin, the down. Tarin, the down. Tarin, the down. Ish, ish, the turn of the down. Ish, ish, the cunis, the hound. Ish, ish, the turn of the down. 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 like you, Mr. Hound. Hey, stage the turn it down. Hey, stage like you, Mr. Hound. Hey, stage the turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Is ni kling far a kling a bra Anna chur gonya run dio man for nada was by a har na Vili ag tarin har tin on isn't a friend
to be in the record shop at the time, and I'd like to thank this guy for saving my sanity at 2 o'clock in the morning on a bad night when we're having a really bad night at work. It's superb.
And what is your name?
Paul.
Paul. Thank you very much.
From the UK.
From the UK, yeah.
Farewell, ye dungeons dark and strong. Farewell, farewell to thee. McPherson's time shall not be long on yonder gallows tree. Surrauntingly, say wantonly, say dauntingly gay. He played a tune and he danced a rune all under the gallows tree. And to blanket she threw o'er me. Say rantingly, say wantonly, say dauntingly gay he played a tune and he danced to the rune all under the gallows tree. The laird a grand that healing saint, the first laid hands on me. He laid the cause on Peter Brune to set MacPherson free. Say rantingly, say the dauntingly gay he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree.
the ranting knee, say wanting knee, the daunting knee, yeah, he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree. He's ta'en the fiddle in both of his hands and he's broke it o'er a stone, saying, nay, our hand shall play on thee when I am dead and gone. So ranting thee, say wanting thee, say daunting thee, gay he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree. Oh, little did my mother think when first she cradled me that I would turn a roving boy and die on the gallows tree. Say ranting thee, say wanting thee, say daunting thee, gay he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree. Banff to set McPherson free, but they put the clock a quarter of four and they've hanged him from the tree. Say ranting thee, say wanting thee, say daunting thee, gay he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree. Say ranting thee, say wanting thee, say daunting thee, gay he played a tune and he danced it around all under the gallows tree. We'll be right back.
was Garrett Scarries by Atlantic Wave from their CD, Cracked. You can find them at atlanticwave.us. And before that was McPherson's Farewell by Bedlam Bards from their CD, Furious Fancies. Find them at bedlambards.com. And Kiel Case by Children of the Gale. Find them at myspace.com, Children of the Gale. That's also from their MySpace page. I don't think they have an actual CD out or one that's listed anywhere yet. Check it out. You can also find that song through a Songhinge, too. So come a member. It's a great way to hear some music, more music from a lot of great artists. And before that was Farrell O'Gara's Bell Harbor, Chauvin O'Donnell's by Beyond the Pale from their CD Queen of Sky. Find them at beyond-the-pale.com. Let's have some listener feedback. Haley Flagg writes, "Hey, Mark, I found this podcast about a month ago, and I've already listened to all the episodes at least 5 times each." Wow. "As a southerner of Scottish and Nordic descent, I've always had an appreciation for folk music. I'm from Frisco, Texas, so the most we ever get of Celtic music is traveling up to Fort Worth to see the Chieftains every year, which is pretty awesome anyways. But listening to this podcast has brought so many great bands to my attention. Thank you so, so much for doing this. I love listening to the awesome music while writing or doing my artwork, and my cat likes you too, by the way. Farewell to ye." You're very welcome, Haley. Yes, there are a lot of great independent Celtic groups out there, and just keep checking your local listings, because you never know when a new group's going to pop up. They're not nearly as well known as the Chieftains, but they're all kinds of fantastic. You can, if you're in Texas, check out the Texas Celtic Music Network at texcelt.org if you're having trouble finding bands, but it's a great resource all around. "Hello, Mark. My name is Philip Humfield. I'm a cadet staff sergeant in the U.S. Civil Air Patrol. I found your podcast on iTunes, and I got it on my iPod right away. I am part Irish myself, and I love your podcast. It helps me to get in tune with my Irish side. I think it would be cool if you could get some Irish or Scottish military music on your podcast. I know I would love it, and I think everybody that downloads the podcast will love it as well. Thanks for your time and for putting me in the podcast. Until we talk again, this is Cadet Staff Sergeant Humfield saying goodbye." Thanks, Philip, for writing. As always, it's my pleasure to produce the podcast. And that's a great idea. Celtic military music. Right now, I don't have any. I can't think of anything that I have. Wait, I think I can think of one. But if you know of any good Irish or Scottish military music, drop them a line, actually. Ask them to submit to the podcast. And for those who haven't heard yet, there is a link on the website to a form where musicians can go to submit to this show. I don't have a whole lot of time contacting all these great bands, so I rely a lot on your suggestions, and that's why I'm going to ask you to do some of the legwork. Just go to your favorite band's website, drop them an email, and ask them to submit. It's pretty simple. But it helps me keep organized and find great new music. But I will look into the Irish and Scottish military music. I can think of like maybe one, but not a whole lot that I have. I'll think about that, Philip. But if you know of any great groups, also let me know as well, just so I can be up to date on some of that music. But yes, drop them an email, because I'd love to get them on the show. Joey Lynch writes, "Dear Mark, I just want to say what an exceptional podcast you produce. I found it when looking for jigs and reels and such for St. Patrick's Day, and I have been hooked. I'm working my way backwards to the archive shows, and each one is as good as the last. Your podcast is taking me to my roots, and I have even started to learn the tin whistle. Thank you for your hard work, and keep up the good work. Sláinte." Thanks, Joey, and good luck with the tin whistle. I sort of floundered with that myself, but I got to confess, I do love the auto harp. I do a lot with it, and if nothing else, you know, no other Celtic musician out there sounds a thing like me. That's the nice thing about playing a strange instrument. All right, we're going to kick it up to some more music. This is more of the Celtic rockier section. Next up is Black Shamrock by Mighty Regis. It's from their CD County Sligo. Find them at themightyregis.com.
From the kitchen in hell, Working the ruse down in Old Red Hook, where many a good man fell. More hits than a New York Yankee since we landed on the shore. The type of mob this fair country ain't never seen before. From the Greenfield and Mayo to the city that don't sleep, a little known club, a secret we all keep. The heart it keeps ticking, it's been steady like a clock, all united together under the black shamrock. Days of old, these lads were bold and crime was how they vented. Step out of line and in no time your fate would be cemented. Told the Irish need not apply and it didn't fucking matter. Boom, shot was 53rd and we watched the window shatter. From the Greenfields of Mayo to the city that don't sleep, a little known club, the secret we all keep. The heart it keeps ticking, it's been steady like a clock, all united together under the black shamrock. Fame in the name like Al Capone, that's a wrong that needs a righting. We all stand up, palm a hole, the streets and start a fight and go now. Bury these boys all face down and show them where they're going. The devil will get brought out of town and we keep the whiskey flowing. So launch your lads, we'll raise a glass to the job well done. We'll play on loud and proud, don't forget where you come from. Well, that's the Greenfields of Mayo to the city don't sleep, the little known club, a secret we all keep. The heart it keeps ticking, it's been steady like a clock, all united together under the black shamrock. The black shamrock. The black shamrock. Well, it's the black shamrock.
In our town, a woman you ought to know well. She dearly loved her husband and another man twice as well. With me right, Finnegan Airy, with me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Airy. Oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist shop for remedies to buy.
Have you anything in your chemistry shop to make me old man blind?
With me right, Finnegan Airy, with me tip, Finnegan Wall.
Thank you. wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Oh, wouldn't be right, Finnegan-ary, oh, me tip, Finnegan-wall, wouldn't be right, Finnegan-ary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy.
Be there.
And that was Farewell Pixel by Juggernaut from their CD Evolution. Find them at juggernaut.com. And before that was Forever Yours by the Canny Brothers Band. Find them at the Canny Brothers Band, cannybrothersband.com. Pretty simple. That makes it easy. Canny Brothers Band. Before that was Tipping It Up to Nancy by Finn's Fury from their CD What About Ya. You can find them at finsfury.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Celtic MP3s Music Magazine. This is our monthly e-zine that offers links to artists who offer Celtic music downloads. Visit CelticMP3s.com to subscribe. Next time, we're going to have music from Three Pints Gone, The Larkin Brigade, Dust Rhinos, and Emerald Rose. Find out more about the artists in this show and in past shows by visiting us at CelticMusicPodcast.com. While you're there, visit the link for our Celtic Music CD store on CD Baby. And support the artists who support this podcast. That means buy their CDs, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to be back with the Celtic Top 5 after this short break.
I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And we're from the Pod Culture Podcast and podculture.net.
When you're done here and you find yourself hungry for some more geeky goodness, head on over and check us out at podculture.net.
From A-plus shows to grade Z movies and everything else in between, like comics and video games.
Along with the occasional special musical guest, there's something for the geek in us all.
So let your geek flag fly and head on out to our little corner of the verse.
www.podculture.net.
Pod Culture. Equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.
It's time for the Celtic Top 5. In every episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I ask you to vote for your favorite song in that podcast. The most popular song is then featured at the end of the next podcast. Here are the most popular songs from the last show. Number 5, Before the Twilight Falls by Emerald Rose. Number 4, Parting Glass by Patty's Pig. Number 3, Old Spring by Fathom. Number 2, The Sky Road by The Beggarman. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5, Mr. Valentine's Dead by Trinity River Wailers from their CD Party in a Box. Find them at trinityriverwailers.com. I want to thank you all very much for listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I hope to be back again in a couple weeks. So until then, go vote at podcastawards.com for this podcast, Best Pod Safe Music. And drop me an email. Let me know. music@celticmusicpodcast.com. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Mr. Valentine's dead in his drinking Manhattans, singing a coal miner's tune. In his daddy's tuxedo, his Fred Astaire shoes, he's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels are waiting down at the end of a bar. And they're drinking martinis and laughing at nothing and smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but that won't slow him down. He's determined to stay on his feet. And he bangs on the table and orders around, and he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. And the angels are howling and drinking tequila and shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. And he hangs down his head and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he never looked better. The priest will meet him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses to sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not he's finished his drink. La 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 la
This podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. Send your feedback to music@celticmusicpodcast.com, Celtic Podcast in the subject line. Then visit me online at celticmusicpodcast.com.